Some were thrilled to see me. One woman called the police. When they arrived, it turned out the policeman was in AA, and he convinced the woman not to press charges. I even ran into someone who I had thought was dead. So I took a dead guy to lunch and made my amends to him also. For the first time, I thought and actually felt as if I was a member of Alcoholics Anonymous with something to share at meetings. When I was 4 years sober, I took a trip back to my home city, one of the very few times since I had left so many years before under the threat of jail time. I made amends to the man I had attempted to kill when I was 15 years old. I visited and made amends to several people who had sat at that Thanksgiving dinner table and had watched me attempt suicide in front of them. I came home exhausted, but knew that I had somehow done the right thing. It is probably no coincidence that the following year, my old friend invited me back for Thanksgiving dinner. AA and the steps of recovery have shown me how to look at events in a different way. I can now understand how some things, which once seemed like major disasters, turned out to be blessings. Certainly my alcoholism fits that category. I am truly a grateful alcoholic today. I do not regret the past, nor wish to shut the door on it. Those events that once made me feel ashamed and disgraced now allow me to share with others how to become a useful member of the human race. My physical disability has not altered that attitude. If anything, it has enhanced it. Long ago, I learned that no matter how uncomfortable I was physically, I felt better by getting out of myself and helping